This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Right, Taylor Scott, of all people, got me nervous about losing Alex Bregman. Taylor Scott, middle reliever, had a nice season for the Astros from South Africa. He was the last guy to make the team out of spring training. Ended up having a really solid season. He was great in the first half of the season. He did an interview. He made me more nervous about losing Alex Bregman when he was asked about Bregman. I'll find what podcast this was on while we're playing the audio here. But Alex Bregman and the help that he provides to the pitching staff, we knew about it already, but here's yet another example from Taylor Scott.
Tell me a little bit about what you get from these elite hitters on the Astros and what they can share with you. I know Bregman's been involved in some of the pitching discussions.
Yeah, no, he was. He took it pretty seriously. Throughout the year, we were talking about how to read hitter swings and, you know, how they take certain pitches kind of tells you what they're looking for. And that's the side of the game I never kind of understood or looked at. And so we would always ask him about that. And yeah, he's so smart, and he's just a pure baseball guy. And so he started doing his own scouting reports on hitters and telling us, you know, this guy can't hit this pitch. He crushes this kind of pitch. Stay away from this and that. And it was a game changer, because it actually, like, sometimes the scan reports didn't tell you what he was telling you, and he was spot on just because he knows the game and knows these hitters and how they swing.
Did he ever help you with, or help others on the staff with things like pitch tipping?
Yes. He would do that all the time. Or if you could go to him and say, hey, can you see if I was tipping today? And he would go sit down and look at all your pitches and let you know what he sees.
In the front office of the Astros, got to be like, Taylor, shut up. When we don't pay him, you're just making people angrier.
Yeah, I know. The fact that Alex Bregman is a force multiplier in a sport that, you know, it's of all the team sports, it's the one that feels most like it's nine guys playing an individual sport, which is an exaggeration, obviously. But the fact that you can have a player like that seems to be available and a good resource to so many different guys, kind of in the same way, like, you know, aside from the garbage can stuff, Carlos Beltran was really valuable in that regard as well. The conventional pitch tipping stuff and all of that, Carlos Beltran was a genius at that, and that has a trickle down effect on everybody else in the clubhouse. I wonder what the analytics bros do with that, if they've got kind of splits versus, you know, guys that have like, what's the Alex Bregman effect?
Well,
can you figure out how much having a guy that's a resource like that actually does help the rest of the guys?
Yeah, how do you quantify it? Because it sounds to me like it's a big deal. He's not the only pitcher talking about that. I mean, Hunter Brown is probably the most famous example of Bregman helping a guy out and turning, I mean, if we're talking about Hunter Brown, we're talking about turning his career around, possibly, at least early on here. That part concerns, you know what concerns me about it? And by the way, that audio is from the podcast. Rob Friedman is the name of, he's at Pitching Ninja. He's a good Twitter follow. He posts videos of a lot of, like, super nasty pitches that guys have. If you're into that kind of thing. The thing that makes me nervous, two things about the Bregman stuff. One, listening to Taylor Scott talk about that, like, God forbid he signs with a team that's in the way of the Astros getting back to a World Series at some point, because it sounds like Bregman knows a lot about a lot of hitters. He knows a real lot about a lot of hitters on the Astros. Like, he'd basically be handing over the answers to the test to whoever the pitching staff is of his new team. The second thing that worries me, Michael Schwab posted the list of the free agent third baseman in this marketplace coming up here in November. sorted by WAR, wins above replacement. Alex Bregman easily number one at 4.1 wins above replacement. That's a really solid number. Next closest one, Paul DeJong of the Kansas City Royals at 1.7. There's a massive drop off. There's barely any. There's barely any third baseman free agents on the market that have above a one win above replacement.
This is what I would say about Alex Bregman and his cumulative WAR since 2017 and all of that. Look, yeah, we get it, and I know there's a lot of pressure on Crane to break your rule and go more than 5 years on the extension, all of that. But let's call it what it is. It's not a smooth ride with Bregman. It comes in waves, and then those waves leave, and you're in a vast, desolate, and barren desert for a while. And it's not like it's always like, oh, wow, yeah, you can always rely on Alex Bregman. No, you can rely on Alex Bregman when he's in one of his good stretches. So let's, the hometown discount is rarely ever valid, but Altuve's done it a couple times. You know, Altuve has re-upped before free agency. Altuve flat out wanted to be here. We've suffered through some droughts with you, Alex Bregman. We've stood by your side for the most part through your many, 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 many slow beginnings to seasons. So maybe bend a little bit, okay?
Okay.
You don't have to be Joe Hardcore, I'm doing this to set a good precedent, free agency guy. Just do the right thing here. Take a little bit of a hometown discount.
Okay, because you're imploring him to take a hometown discount. You brought up his streakiness.
Yes.
We need to save this audio for next season when, Donovan Solano is the starting third baseman for the Houston. When Abraham Toro, who's fifth among free agent third basemen in wins above replacement, is the starting third baseman for the Astros
next
year.
I will blame Alex Bregman's avarice. Brazen greed, wanton materialism. Oh, God.
When Whit Merrifield.
I miss you. I'll give you anything, Alex. Yeah, I'm sorry. I take it all back.
I'm sorry. I hate Whit Merrifield. I love you. And Alex should have
given you everything.
Sorry.
Here, take my watch.
Sorry.
Take my watch.
Sorry, I'm a Yankee for the next 8 years, okay? And here's the answers to what every Astro hitter likes over the plate.
Oh, yeah, boy.
Yeah,
that
man.
Part of it. Don't go within the division. Don't go in the
Get
division.
Out of the American League. Go to the National League.
Yeah, preferably,
League.
But by all means, stay the hell out of the division.
Yeah, 13
please.
Games of Alex Bregman giving the answers to the test to all of his teammates. All the
so
whole
what we need
staff.
Is the Las Vegas A's, a resurgent Las Vegas A's with Alex Bregman as the team leader.
I'm not worried about him. He won't be in the division. None of those teams are Angels, Mariners, A's, Rangers. None of them are. Those aren't Alex Bregman. I'm worried about the Yankees. I'm worried about the Red Sox. If some team is, some team that's on the cusp is looking to get to make a big splash, I'm worried about that. But
do you think that? Yeah.
What were you gonna say?
No.
Yeah. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you. People feel a certain kind of way about getting into the stadium early. We're getting a lot of texts from people. Someone's suggesting that they open the gates to the parking lots at 7 o'clock instead of 8 o'clock, so then people can get in their 4 hours of tailgating by 11. You know, they can get their tailgating in, okay, and they'll maybe, as opposed to, getting 4 hours of tailgating in, butting up right against the kickoff,
They should open the roof up and airlift people in more quickly. You could have, a satellite. Do they have those Uber air taxis yet? Are those things, are they a thing yet?
Not yet.
Okay,
I don't keep up
with the news. Yeah. I just assumed we'd have them by now.
No,
okay.
Or hot air balloon rides into the stadium and drop down in there. That would be fun.
Come on, think outside the box, Cal.
Literally land a blimp in the middle of the field with the roof open. That would be crazy.
It sounds like it might be as simple as just having more security checkpoints or just changing the security.
Yeah, I don't know what you do about that, though. I mean, the stadium's the stadium, It's
But maybe you can start this. I don't know. When they have the Super Bowl there, it was like five different security layers you had to go through.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just have a satellite. Just move the ring out a little further to where you go through security.
Maybe. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Wednesday.
D'Amico, get rid of security altogether, but just become more punitive. Basically, enact you get caught trying to bring something in, you're going to get your hand cut off.
Vigilante justice. Yes.
The punishment will be so severe that you can actually be a little less vigilant on the enforcement of it. Yes.
Very creative. Good idea. D'Amico Ryan's coaches show talked about the swarm. Nick Caserio had some interesting stuff to say, too, about how they slowed the Buffalo Bills down. How are we feeling about this Texans defense as we move into the into week six and the second third of the season here? We will talk about that, and we'll hear from D'Amico Ryans coming up next.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.